Beneficiary news. A photo of Charmaine and James with the words "us" at the bottom is displayed. More than 445 days in lockdown. For those of you who do not know us, James was war-blinded, a St. Dunstan's beneficiary. I have a physical disability that affects my ability to walk. I like to say I do the wobble dance. We have been in a relationship for over 30 years. We have not been out since March 2020. That is more than 445 days with more to come. Often when we tell people we haven't been out, they think we mean we haven't been out except for shopping, etc. I mean we have not been out of our gate. I went with James once to look at the water meter. James puts out the trash every 2 weeks. Fortunately, we stay in an area where everybody delivers. We have been doing online shopping for years, even before COVID. Like most ladies, I really enjoy retail therapy shopping, but I can't be using my limited energy on buying the boring necessities, washing powder, milk, etc. If I'm going to walk, let it be a slow stroll past the good stuff, chocolates, etc. Oh, the joy of shopping at Woolworths with a click of a mouse in the comfort of our home. We have always found that humor is a positive way of coping. So let me share two of my online shopping blunders. I enjoy Willard's cheese curls. I thought I was buying 4x4, that is 16 packets. Instead, I got 4x4x25, that is 400 packets. I also ordered Sambuca, and instead of getting one bottle, I got 1x6. Those of you who like licorice, I can recommend Sambuca and lemonade in a tall glass. I learned young that physically we all have limitations. The great thing is that while your body can only be in one place, you can take your mind anywhere you want to. Let me share a personal example. Before I retired, I worked for a Chinese company. In the Chinese culture, it is considered powerful and acceptable to shout at colleagues at work. I felt uncomfortable at work when people shouted at me and others. So I just took my mind somewhere else. One of my favorite places to go in my mind is to drink cocktails with James in Mauritius. We have been blessed to enjoy some spectacular holidays. Remember, it is okay to avoid the news. Feel upset that you are missing out on things you were looking forward to. Wish things would go back to normal. Miss your family and friends. Recognize your mental health is being negatively impacted. Feel sad you can't go out. Things I miss and how I've adapted. One of the things I really enjoy is eating, drinking and being merry with family and friends. I've increased my email, telephone and SMS buddies. During COVID, I have discovered Zoom. Ironic that I have seen some overseas friends and family and not people down the road. I miss the sea. It is good for the soul. Google and technology are my new best friends. Google has loads of great videos of the sea that I watched on my laptop. I miss getting my hair cut. So now I cut my fringe regularly and James has cut the back of my hair once. He has been cutting his own hair for years. He did a good job of cutting the back of mine. Like all things, the more I practice, the better I get. Things that have helped me when things seem tough. When I feel negative, angry, etc., I allow myself to feel that. In my experience, if I want to get over any negative feelings, I need to first acknowledge it. Then I try to do something to distract myself, watch a movie, listen to music, etc. Do something that makes my heart smile. I can take my mind anywhere I want to. When my mind or emotions start going to negative places, I try and bring them back and take them to a happy place. I am mindful of how blessed I am. I have a lot to be thankful for. I try and focus more on what I have and what I can do, rather than on what I cannot do or don't have. It seems fitting to end with two of my favorite lockdown jokes. Being quarantined with a 3-year-old is like having an insane parrot glued to your shoulder. I never thought the comment, "I wouldn't touch them with a 6-foot pole," would become a national policy. But here we are. Peter is staying positive. A photo of two electric cars on their tracks are displayed. Peter shared some tips with us on how to stay positive during lockdown. He encourages everyone to be grateful for the smallest things they have. Listen to how beautiful the birds are singing. They do not have any worries because tomorrow will take care of itself, he says. Keep yourself occupied and keep the mind healthy. Peter continued his hobbies of Skelectric, a brand of slot cars and slot car racing set which first appeared in the late 1950s, and building mini DIY train tracks and sceneries. But most of all, he is grateful for another day spared and being able to do the things he enjoy. Not everyone is the same, but we can all share. Be grateful for the little things such as food and water, your family and fresh air. If you feel down on certain days, socialize with people that have a positive influence and can enlighten your mood. This way you will be more positive and see the better side of life. Everyone has good days and bad days. Let the good always guide you. Congratulations, Katie. A photo of Katie with a silver medal and certificate is displayed. Katie won the silver medal at the Provincial Gymnastics Level 3 for the KZN team. We wish her all the best for the future.